Are you running on empty?
Are you running on empty?
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. And we're The Computer Guys here from Akitawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kev. Give us a call here. That's the best way to ask us your questions. The number here at the studio is 395-1450. Both the phone lines are open, so we'd like to hear from you. Again, 395-1450.
Or go ahead, send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com. You can send us an email right now or anytime throughout the week, and we will do our best to try and get to it on the show. Again, it's computerguys@whtc.com.
Thanks for reminding me, Kev. I often forget to check that when we get in here, so we'll go ahead and load that up.
Good, good.
It's always fun to check the email and see what lotteries we won for the week.
I think we're doing pretty well.
We are. I'm not worried about retirement, although no. The checks have not started rolling in.
That's true. And, you know, we have been waiting on that money from the Nigerians, too.
I know. I think two or three times we've won.
Somebody's inheritance, I think. It was $4 billion, and we just had to give them $1,000. I haven't gotten around to giving them the money.
You got to love those. You got to love those.
It's true.
Sadly, though, people do fall for those.
I know. And I love it when they do a TV special and they bust one of those people. When they set up the meeting and they meet them there.
They had that on Dateline one time.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. They had it where they, you know, you get these emails and spam all the time, and they would reply and say, oh, you know, that's interesting. How does it work? You know, tell me. I'm so happy. And, you know, they responded, and it was pretty funny. They actually had a couple guys meeting, and I think it was in Canada.
Really?
Montreal, maybe. And they said they were the ambassador. He showed up in, like, old blue jeans.
That's awesome.
Didn't look too official.
No, not so legit. Yeah, you got to watch out for those. But anyway, we've come through another Christmas day, Christmas season. Technology, I'm sure, has been a big part of your life on the holiday.
That's true, it has.
If you're having any issues with your new gift, it could be a digital camera, MP3 player, anything. Give us a call, and we can do our best to help you out with that.
Or if you're interested, Kev, in knowing the best-selling computer software for November.
Sure.
You know, the month leading up to Christmas, what people were buying for their computers. For the second straight month, people buying computer software were showing they were concerned with keeping snooping eyes out of their electronic business. Top-selling title of the NPD Group list of bestsellers November was? Oh, interesting. Look at this. Any predictions?
Is it security-related?
It is. Although I don't know if we've had this as the number one before. It's Spy Sweeper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I lied. It was number one in October as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's taken out number one. That's big.
That's right. Number two on the list was Norton Confidential 2007, followed by PC Cylon Antivirus 11.0. Next up, number four, Norton Internet Security 2007, followed by Norton Antivirus 2007. Number six title is Microsoft Office 2003 Student and Teacher Edition. And then down the list, we've got... another Norton program. Boy, you know, there's a lot of security software on that list.
That's right. That is the big thing right now.
Here's one called, number eight was Never Winter Nights 2. Never even heard of that. It must be a game of some type.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
Doesn't play in my Nintendo Wii. That's why I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it is a game. Okay. I've got the list of best-selling PC games, and that's on there.
Never Winter Nights 2. Interesting.
I've never heard of that.
So anyway, Spy Sweeper was number one, apparently 2 months in a row.
It's pretty good.
It is a good program if you've got problems with, if you're worried about keeping spyware or adware off your computer, which nowadays is actually more of a problem than viruses. Get a little annoying spyware on there.
I'm looking at Neverwinter Nights.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
I just wanted to see what it was.
Sometimes I think you're just surfing over there.
Sometimes.
Just checking the computer, downloading your email. So anyway, it's obvious that people are concerned about security and antivirus software and everything else. So,
whoa, crazy!
Is it a shooting game or is it?
No, yeah, this is involved. It's hard to look and see just what it is. I think it's one of those online kind of maybe role playing.
Well, let's hope that all that software purchased in November was not Christmas gifts necessarily, because none of it's a lot of fun. A lot of it's good stuff, you know, Norton, Spy Sweeper.
Yeah.
But
I know.
It would be unless you're really into your computer.
I got you Spy Sweeper for Christmas. Oh, sweet. Just what I
That's
wanted.
Right. Not number one on the list. Although if you have problems with spyware, it might be number one.
It might be. I would be a little disappointed getting that as a Christmas gift.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have said that. We haven't traded gifts yet, Kev. Too bad. Well, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines here this afternoon. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys. Hello? Nope, maybe not on that one. Well, let's continue down the list here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
I've got a question for you. I have a computer with just a telephone line, you know?
Sure.
And I would like to go to what do they call it, DSL?
Mm-hmm.
And I have Windows 98.
Okay.
So I called a firm about getting a DSL, and she said, you need more than that. You need Windows 2000 or XP. So then I go to the Microsoft website to try to see if I can download Windows XP and or 2000, and they say you need a DSL. So I'm in a catch-22 here.
Yeah. Now, this is a bit of a dilemma. The question is whether your current computer is worth upgrading to XP or 2000. Now, the reason that AT&T says that when you try and get DSL is because the software that they ship with their computer or with their DSL package requires 2000 or XP to run. Now, there is a way around that. If you do what's called a technician install, you can continue using Windows 98 and still use your DSL connection. It just means that you can't do a self-install with that option.
I guess the question is it time for me to just get rid of the computer and buy another one?
Well, does it do the job for you? Is it as fast as you'd want it to be?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, that might be. Do you know how fast it is or how old it is?
It's old.
It's old?
I bought it for my daughter years ago, and she put a zip drive on it.
Okay.
And I don't know what all that means, but I think it's more memory, right?
Well, yeah, it's another way to store information.
Okay, but it's a gateway, and it's been, EV700 or something.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
It is a possibility to upgrade the RAM in there. That would help speed it up a little bit. If you were looking basically just to, get on higher-speed internet with DSL, it might be worth doing the technician install.
Who does that?
Well, there's two options. You can either have AT&T do it, and they charge $200.
Okay.
Or it's something we offer as a service to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one way that you can still use your older computer with DSL.
Okay. What do you charge?
We charge $125.
Okay.
The only thing that it requires is that you have a network card in your computer. If you don't have one, it's just $25 for a network card, so that's not a big deal.
Yeah. I guess the question is when you buy a new computer, you get the whole package of everything, right?
Well, yeah, you have some options. You could buy just the tower if you wanted to, or the tower and the monitor, speakers, keyboard, everything like that.
Well, I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, so a couple things to think about. If you're interested more, just give us a call further.
Thanks a bunch.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
And one thing to note, too, is that the upgrade to XP is not free.
No,
it is something you have to pay for.
Yep. And if you have an older computer, it might actually run worse when you upgrade it. If your computer's kind of slow to begin with, XP does take some more resources and might slow your computer down. So, we did this for somebody last week. They had Windows ME. They really didn't want to buy a new computer, but they wanted to go to DSL. There's a way to make it work. It's just that the disk that they ship you for that self-install does not run on those older versions. So you have to do what's called a technician install.
And if you're not ready to buy a new computer, in the long run, it'll be cheaper to just do a technician install and
sure.
continue with what you've got.
Truth be told, I'd probably recommend the technician install anyways because it avoids putting any extra software on your computer. It just connects your computer directly to the internet with your DSL modem.
The one thing that you do miss out on, though, is that they do offer the free antivirus, anti-spyware, that type of stuff.
Yep. And that can, that's also limited. They don't offer that for 98 or ME anymore. They drop that support. So you do have to have your own antivirus protection.
There you go. Something to think about. Phone lines are open here. No, I'm just kidding. They're not. 395-1450. Give us a call here. Boy, all you have to do is ask, huh?
That's right. There it goes.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I have Windows XP, and somehow my son has acquired a Trojan, and it's in the operating system 32-something. I don't know.
Okay.
And we can't get it out. Is there a software that we can get that will take that out and that we can block that from coming back?
Well, unfortunately, of all the viruses to get, Trojans are some of the nastiest ones.
Do you have antivirus on there currently?
Yeah, right now I have PC Solon.
Okay. Is it active and up to date?
Yes.
So it finds it, but it can't remove it?
Correct.
The one thing you can try and do, have you tried running it in safe mode yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's the one thing you can try and do. Do you know how to start your computer in safe mode?
Right.
You are familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you boot up all the way in safe mode, and make sure your antivirus is all the way up to date, go get any updates that are out there, and then try and run a full system scan in safe mode, you have a better chance of getting rid of that virus.
Okay, because I went right into the file itself and opened it up.
Yep.
And found it, and it will not let me delete it.
It won't. But if you try and do that same thing, I mean, you can go after that file manually in safe mode, and it might actually let you delete it.
Okay.
The reason is, in safe mode, your computer just loads the absolute necessary components to run. And so some of those files, which it uses, are not called into action in safe mode, and so you can probably delete it.
Okay.
So now if it's a more severe one, it may be linked even to one of those processes, and it might not let you delete it, and then it gets a little more complicated. But I would say definitely give that a try first.
Well, at first it was just putting up error messages in a black box window.
Sure.
Just like one right after another. I mean, in like 15 seconds, you'd have 40 of them.
Yep.
You couldn't click fast enough to close them.
Exactly.
PC Solon in, and it quit doing that.
Okay.
But it's still there, and I'd kind of like to get it out.
Yep.
Is it possible that he got that playing a game online?
Not unless that game caused him to do something where he had to download a specific file. Or does it involve any kind of file sharing? Those are usually the ways that they get on there.
Okay.
It is a possibility if it had him do something that caused him to turn off the security software. Sometimes they ask him to do that, and if it was, deceptive, it might have had him do that. But probably not. It's more with a file sharing or a possible download or an attachment to an email. Those are the most common ways they come in.
Okay.
So go after it in safe mode, and if you can't get it, give us a call back.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, those Trojans. Those are the annoying ones.
That's true.
Give us a call here, 395-1450. It's get another 15 minutes left for the computer guys. Cam, go ahead and get back to work there. I'm sure he's probably surfing the web. Just thought I'd say that real quick.
Checking his email.
We've got a couple of visitors out there, Kev.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
There we go. Give
people
us a call here.
Outside the door.
395-1450 here. We've got a couple of open lines here. Go to the phone lines. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I've got a couple computers at home, and I would like to hook them together so the grandkids can play games back and forth.
Is there any
way to do that without a router?
Yeah, actually, how many computers?
Two.
Two computers? Do you use a high-speed internet connection?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, if you're going to be getting a high-speed internet connection and you want to have internet on those computers, you're going to have to buy a router anyway.
Okay.
The other option is, short of that, you can do what's called a crossover cable.
Okay.
Which allows you to basically just connect the two together. They both have network cards in.
I think so.
If you think so. Yeah, if you do a crossover cable between those and you manually set your IPs, they can communicate between each other.
Okay.
And that's fine as long as there's just two and you're not doing high-speed internet. Once you either do high-speed internet or if you add a third computer, you're going to need a router.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks much.
Hey, thanks for your call.
The one thing, too, is if you do the crossover route, it's a little more complicated getting it set up.
And getting them to communicate.
Right. If you do the router, it's really simple. All you'll have to do is pretty much plug your computers in with Ethernet cable into the router, and your computer, as long as it's new enough, should automatically program itself to communicate. So,
yep, it is going to be easier.
A lot easier. A little more expensive.
Yep, not much. Router, a decent router, four-port router, $50, $65, pretty good deal. So
there we go, Kev. Let's continue on with the phone calls. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I've got a router, a wireless router. We've got some issues going on with it. Every now and then, it just disconnects me from the internet, and it does it quite frequently. I'd say maybe a couple times, a few times a month.
You know, we've had a number of complaints about users who use Macs and having a lot of problems with those.
Yeah, that's very funny.
How you doing,
so,
Josh?
We'd recommend that you get rid of your Mac.
Doing all right. No, you... Yeah, and I'm No chance of that happening. Ever.
How many computers is it?
How many computers is what?
Like, do you have on the network?
Well, we have the one that's connected upstairs.
Okay.
And then I've just got one more, so we've got two.
Okay, and it's just yours that has problems? Just the wireless?
No, it's not just mine.
I'm just asking. Just need some information.
It is just the wireless, though, yes. It's,
okay.
The other one's hooked up directly.
How old is the wireless router? Or what kind is it?
Maybe a year.
Okay. Okay, what kind is it?
It's a Linksys.
Okay, that's
now
a good one.
Is there any issues with Linksys in specific that have that?
There was a series where they were making them for a while where they were kind of flaky, and this is exactly what they would do.
That's what I heard. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, so that's a possibility. Have you tried updating the firmware?
No, I didn't. But you know what's funny is I was just talking to my parents about this, and they recommended I ask you guys this, and I said, I bet you anything, the first thing they'll ask me is if I updated the firmware.
Yep. And that's true.
And I should probably do that. That's just at Linksys' website,
yeah,
right?
It's at their website. You're going to have to look at the router, and it's going to ask for a model number and a version number.
On the bottom there,
yep,
I'll tell
and
you.
And you'll have to flip it over to look at that and get the specific one for that model and version. It's really easy to install. You just kind of have to log into the router. You might want to do this from the PC. Do you have a PC?
Well, no, they're both Macs.
They're both Macs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
Do it from the one
that's hardwired. Do it from the one that's actually plugged into the router.
Right. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I can do it from there and install the firmware. Now, is that was just a firmware issue, or was that a hardware issue with Linksys?
It can be either.
Yeah.
So if that firmware doesn't do it, you probably, if it was in the last year, it should still be under warranty, because I think they're a 3-year.
Okay.
You can pursue a warranty claim on that if the firmware doesn't fix it.
Now, here's another question for me or anybody else out there. What would be your recommendation if you were to recommend and I were to start from scratch with getting a router? What do you think your first recommendation of what brand router
to get? It's actually switched. It used to be Linksys, but then after this happened, I started recommending Netgear more than Linksys.
Netgear.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're both good. Those are the top two of the consumer grade. I would say those are the ones to buy. But since Linksys had that little fluke,
they kind of let us down.
They kind of let us down, and so now we usually tell people, "Hey, Netgear might be a better way to go."
But they're still both good.
They're both good. That's true.
All right. Well, good to know. And I just want to let you know I'm a big fan of your show, and I subscribe to your podcast every week.
Hey, we appreciate that.
All right.
Thanks. Have a good
See
one.
Ya. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Max rule.
I didn't cut him off early enough. No, that and you know, I mean, Netgear, Linksys, they're both really good.
Yeah.
Overall. But, you know, like you said, they did let us down a little bit there.
It was just a series for 6 months.
And none of them are perfect.
No.
None of them are perfect.
No, and everyone will have to be reset every once in a while.
Yep.
It's the frequency which matters. And there's other variables. If you're losing connectivity, it can be on your computer's end, too. It can have nothing to do with your router.
Here's a question I wonder.
What's
so you can get a pretty decent wireless router for, you know, $65, $70, $80, right around in that range. But I remember when they first came out back in about 2001, Linksys had the wireless router. It was about $400, $450.
Oof.
And I actually almost bought one because I had such a good internet connection that people wanted to share it.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, I wonder how those are holding up. I mean, those early first really expensive ones.
Well, I had some early Bs out there and they're still going.
If there
some
are
of the
some
early
of those,
Linksys Bs, but those weren't in the $400 range.
No, those
but
there's
those are also after 3 to 4 years, they were starting to show issues where they'd start locking up. And
because when the Linksys first started making those, they were made, I think, in Idaho.
Really?
Yep. And then they moved it to Mexico, and then
China.
From there, probably
and then
China.
The price went from $400 to about $100 to about $60.
Yeah.
So that's that's crazy.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I remember reading about that because the workers in Idaho, because this was an interesting Wall Street Journal article, they talked about people in Idaho were upset because they lost those jobs to manufacturing in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were upset because they lost it to the Chinese or whatever Southeast Asian country it was.
Exactly. And those rotate around, you know, China, Taiwan, they kind of go in and out, so...
Give us a call here. The phone lines are open. 395-1450.
Good news for anybody who has an Xbox 360. Microsoft has extended the warranty on the Xbox 360 to 1 year, up from its original 90 days. Change announced by Microsoft last week applies to both future and present owners of the video game system, and it parrots the one-year warranty that both Sony and Nintendo already offer for their latest video game consoles, the PlayStation 3 and Wii. So in any case, if you're wondering, customers who have already paid repair bills on their Xbox consoles that are less than a year old will automatically get refunds.
Well, that's pretty nice.
It's not bad. 90 days is a little short. If you coughed up the change for a 360, I would feel shortchanged by that. 90 days?
Yeah, that's pretty short.
It's barely broken in.
You don't even have any dust on it by that point.
I know. So, good job, Microsoft. Don't ever do that again. It's like Dell. Dell sometimes on those entry-level systems, they were offering a 90-day warranty.
90-day warranty.
Ugh, 90 days.
That's pretty short. Although, I mean, in 90 days or versus a year, I mean, how many more claims do you think they have?
Well, I agree. If you're going to have issue, usually it happens within the first 90 days. Like if you have a bad part from the factory,
yeah,
it's going to happen within 90 days. But still, come on, give us a year.
You know, the worst ones, the ones I feel worse about are when a customer comes in and they'll have a new computer and it's like really new and something goes bad on it. But I mean, it's just the luck of the, or the unluck of the draw.
Exactly. And most of the time it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, if let's say it's a Dell, it's not Dell's fault. It's a bad hard drive. Well, they didn't make the hard drive. You know, same thing with any manufacturer. All those batteries, they didn't make those batteries.
With all the Dell battery recalls.
Yeah, it was Sony, you know.
Boy, poor Sony. They,
I know, they bit it on that one.
Took it on the chin for that one. Yep.
That affected a lot of different makes and models. So,
oh, man. Also, you know, Josh mentioned that we've got a podcast.
Yep.
Our popularity has moved up, Kel.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
And the best way to check that out is either if you have iTunes, go do a search at the Apple Store for WHTC, or you can just go to podomatic.com and under technology, last I checked, we were ranked, I think, 11th.
You know what we should do? We should put together a best of CD.
Then what? Sell it?
Yeah. We'll sell it on iTunes.
You never know. You never know.
It'd be fun to see what
99
happens.
Cents.
For the whole CD?
Sure.
$5. Well, you know, I mean, you got to cover your costs.
You don't sell a CD, you sell the album, digital.
I know. You got to cover your costs of production. You know?
Hmm.
Yeah. We'll think about that.
There we go. I don't know how many listeners
we'll,
already
did. We'll give them away as prize items.
Oh, there we go.
So this is interesting, too. Security flaw. Windows Vista just out.
Not even, really.
Well, yeah, not for the majority of people. Right. Out for business customers. Not many people have embraced it and have jumped on the bandwagon yet. Still mainly in beta. But the first security flaw has been found. It was supposed to be the computer operating system that would be the most secure ever put together by Microsoft. But before it even gets to the public, there are flaws being found in Windows Vista. Turns out the new OS has a programming flaw in it that might let hackers gain complete control of vulnerable computers. However, both Microsoft and independent security researchers are playing down the potential risk of the security hole, which was first disclosed on a Russian website. Do it to the Russians.
You know, the Russians and the Chinese. That's usually the Russians, though, isn't it?
Hacking? Yeah, Russians, definitely. They're on the cutting edge.
They are.
So far, Microsoft says it has investigated the alleged threat. It appears that only the only way that someone can take advantage of it is if they already have access to the vulnerable computer to execute some sort of rogue attack. So,
well, now here's the thing, though. I mean, when anytime it comes to computers, it's kind of like the argument against the safe. You know, if you have a safe that you would put your valuables in, you have to be able to get into it, right?
Yep. Otherwise, it's not a safe.
By design, it can't be perfect, though.
No.
Because there's always going to be a way to trick it or to break into the safe.
If you want it to be functional. You know, if you want it to be...
Yeah. You could seal it up on all four sides and put your stuff in there and then weld it shut. But anyway, the point is, as long as you're going to have something, somebody to be able to access it, you know, as long as you're going out, getting on the internet, you always have these problems. So I was reading some of these early reviews from last week, and some of these people were really jumping on the bandwagon and saying, oh, this fist is terrible and blah, blah, look at these problems. But... You know, it's just, if you want to be online on the internet and you're going to be doing this stuff, it's just, you know, and that's why you keep your computer up to date, make sure your antivirus is up to date, and just, you know.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Yep. You don't want to play with fire.
And also avoid those programs that give you free download music, MP3s and everything.
Yep. Anything free, if it's too good to be true, it is.
So if your kids are telling you that all their friends at school are doing it and it's not a problem, unfortunately, the good old days are gone.
That's right.
So, and often, you know, kids will download their music and everything else, and parents will end up paying more for the repairs and the antivirus software and everything else than they probably could have for just the music. So, something to think about.
I agree. Hey, this is interesting. I've noticed this personally, and now there's a little news bit on it. You remember how you used to check whether a site was secure or not when you were doing an online transaction?
The HTTPS?
No. Like the padlock.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that it's not there anymore? Internet Explorer 7?
No, it's...
it's not there.
It's on there somewhere.
No, look. It's something that's drilled into the minds of internet shoppers, the way that they're told to look both ways before crossing the street. Look for the notations on the website that indicate that they are legitimate. Among those you might find familiar are the little padlock on the bottom frame of your browser, or for security certificates that indicate a business is legit. But that may change with the release of Microsoft's new Internet Explorer browser. Some small businesses are concerned that they may not be able to get Microsoft to display a safe sign for their sites. What's that?
Oh, wait, when is that dated?
Yesterday.
Oh, open it up and type in a secure one.
I did. It doesn't show.
No, it. I was just... no. Well, I'm going to have to double check this. And we'll,
let me look right here.
Okay. Because that's... or you can always look for the... because when it's HTTPS, it means it's secure.
Agreed. But, you know, most people are in the habit of looking for the padlock.
You know, I'm going to be honest, I usually don't look for the padlock.
Well, a lot of people do. Okay, see, look, HTTPS, no padlock.
Really?
It's a secure site. There's no indication... nothing.
I'm going to have to double check you on that one.
You can go ahead and double check me on your
Or maybe it's so ingrained that I just thought that I saw it.
You probably did. You see something else down there. You see, you can, you know, check the phishing status to see whether it's legit or not, but there's no padlock. So basically, there's small businesses are concerned that they may not be able to get Microsoft to display a safe sign for their sites, even though they protect their customers from phishing attacks and other scams. The debate continues over what would qualify merchants to display visible signs that their customers would be able to shop with confidence when they visit their website.
Okay, we got time for a real quick call here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yeah, this is just a quick comment. You guys were talking a lot about security. I think the best way to beat security is to just throw the PC, get rid of Windows, and install Mac OS X. I
can't do that on a PC.
I know, but you know.
No, that's not true. If you come on, Apple's have just as many security updates, and if more people were to use them, and I'm not saying they're bad computers,
and that's why I want the market share to stay low.
Yeah, see, that's the double, you know, the double-edged sword.
Don't tell your friends.
Yeah, that's so
tell them you don't want them to buy Macs.
Don't use Macs. That's what I should be talking about.
Exactly.
No, it is something to think about, though. But it, I don't know. That's one of my arguments for it. So.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that ever happened, though.
I know it would be.
So, all right. Well, hey, Josh, did you see we are our ranking moved up?
Yeah. You know what? I emailed you, and it was at 14, I think.
Yeah, we moved up.
I did not see that it moved up.
No, there you go. Well, hey, the show's coming to an end here, so we got to get running.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
All right.
Okay. Back to this Internet Explorer security thing. If you have Internet Explorer 7, you're on a secure site or you're not on a secure site, you want to check it. You can go over to the page command on the right and drop down to security report. And it'll tell you there whether there's a certificate, whether it's safe or not. Yeah, but it should be shown on the main page. Maybe it'll change. Anyway, if we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Well, we'll be back next year. Right, Kev? Next year?
Oh, you're right. Next year.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2007.
That's right. We'll see you in the future.
Have a good rest of the 06.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland area's news and information station, 1450 WHTC, Holland.